Good evening. I'd like to welcome you to our Advent Festival. At this time, I am very happy to present to you the two newest additions to our church family. If the Shadows and the Hasbrooks would come forward, please, and introduce the two new members.
Sophia Grace.
And her age?
Oh, she's 3 months.
All right.
And this is Michaela Elizabeth, and she'll be 3 months on Tuesday.
Thank you very much. This time I'd like to ask any toddlers who are with us this morning to come forward. Come on, Jonah. Come on up here with me. All right. Anybody? Okay, here comes Kyla. Hi, come on, Kyla. You want to come up here? Okay, we're going to sing Go Tell It on the Mountain. When I say we, I mean they and you. So if you would all stand up, please. And words will be on the screen behind me. All right. Okay, thank you. You may be seated. Okay, at this time, we'd like to present the children's Christmas program, Baby Jesus, We Love You. Now, when the words are on the screen, the congregation is invited to sing along with the children.
Luke 2, verses 1 through 7. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth into Galilee to Judea, into Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. When they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to his firstborn, and she wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
Luke 2:8-12. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.
To get to Bethlehem.
Bethlehem, what are you talking about?
Weren't you listening to the song? The faithful are supposed to come to Bethlehem. I'm one of the faithful, so I say we better get going.
The song doesn't actually mean we have to go to Bethlehem. The song is a call to worship. We travel to the manger in our spirits and with our hearts.
Well, we may not have to go to Bethlehem, but some people actually did travel there. Caesar Augustus ordered a census that required men to return to families, hometowns. Joseph and Mary traveled to Bethlehem because Joseph was King David's great, 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 great.
Okay, we get the idea. Although there were census for lots of people to be traveling, there was something much bigger than a government order going on. Angels were heading to Bethlehem with great news for everyone.
Okay, let's join them again on Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Thank you.
how long do you think it took?
For what?
The angels. How long did it take the angels to get from the skies of heaven to the skies over the fields near Bethlehem?
Let's see. If you multiply the circumference of the earth and then divide the product by the square root of...
That's not an important question. Now, important question is, what did the angels say and what did the shepherds do?
Those questions are easily answered. Luke recorded it all. The shepherds were out in the fields with their flocks when the angel of the Lord appeared to them and told them not to be afraid.
Then the angel announced the good news.
Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord.
Suddenly the sky was full of angels and they were all praising God.
Glory to God in the highest, who and on earth peace to men whom he favors.
How long do you think it took?
How long did what take?
For the shepherds, how long did it take the shepherds to get from the fields to the stable in Bethlehem?
Not long, I suppose. As soon as the sky cleared, the shepherds made plans to go find the baby.
The Bible says they hurried and found Mary, Joseph, and the baby, just like the angel said.
Okay, we'll do two verses of the first Noel.